As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The NFL draft pick alert drop, because we always pick one drop.
I saw this.
Yeah, it's got to be this, doesn't it?
I love Tesla.
It's got to be.
I mean, it could be.
It's got to be.
It's called sports.
I think that's the one.
I love Tesla.
China.
We'll play the picks live Thursday.
I love cows.
And Andrew Nemec will be here to break it down.
They're eating the pets.
My big hot take is that Cam Ward will go number one overall.
Ooh,
to the Titans.
Bold.
You know, I saw that he was a zero-star recruit. He was just like a chubby...
Well, I know that
goofball.
Before he got to Washington State, he was an incarnate word.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine he was highly recruited.
Yeah, he was nothing. He was just a fat tub of lard. And now look. See, kids? You too can do it. You just have to be able to throw a ball really well.
Yeah, and transform from being a tub of lard.
Yeah, maybe put in a little work. Well, now to the NBA sixth man of the year, Peyton Pritchard of your Oregon Ducks. I did look it up. He is the first. It's official. He is the first Oregon Duck to ever win the award.
Award-winning research and prep.
Yeah, I just had to scroll through the list of sixth men of the year.
That's award-winning.
Goes all the way back to 1983. I don't think Bobby Jones played for Oregon, did he?
Not that I'm aware of. I thought Bobby Jones played golf.
Yeah, the basketball Bobby Jones. Or was he just that great of an athlete?
I don't know.
Kevin McHale won it twice. Do you know who is the only player to have won that award three times? Think of a great sixth man. And
Ginobili?
No, Ginobili won it once.
Man, I'm surprised he didn't win it more.
Yeah, that's true, but how many times did he come off the bench? Like, how many
years? I thought that was kind of his, like, main role when they were in their heyday, but maybe he was more of a starter then.
I thought he slid into the starting five. He won it in two.
He probably did.
I'm sorry, what?
Said he probably did.
Slightly, yeah, I think he did. He won it in 2008.
But I don't know who the...
He's one of the best players to have won it. I mean, this is not like a who's who of names.
Is it Big Shot Bob, maybe? Robert Horry?
No. I don't see him on here. He didn't
No,
win
I just...
It.
I mean, that's more individual moments and playoffs, but I'm trying to think of other bench guys who've made significant impacts.
I mean, the best player to have won a sixth man of the year is probably James Harden.
Oh, it's got to be. I mean, that guy's an MVP.
2012. Manu, 2008. Detlef Schrempf won it twice. Uncle Cliffy won it. R.I.P. No, the player who won it three times, I'll give you the years, 2015, 18, and 19. He was legit off the bench. Like, he is the definition of a sixth man.
The definition of.
You're never going to get it, so I'm just going to
tell you. I don't have it.
Lou Williams.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
He's a bitch.
Whoa.
Yeah, Lou Williams won it three times. Only player ever to win it three times. So Peyton Pritchard won it this year. Naz Reid last year. Malcolm Brogdon, Tyler Hero, Jordan Clarkson. Like I said, it's not exactly a who's who. J.R. Smith
won. Guys who can't. We can't start for their team, so, you know.
Well, I know, but I'm just, you know, I thought maybe, yeah, I guess that's fair. Sixth Men kind of suck.
They're not stars, you know? If they were, they'd be in the starting lineup.
Danny Manning, Tony Kukoc.
He was a great sixth man.
Kukoc?
Yeah.
Yeah, he sure was. Probably should have been a starter on most teams.
I think he became one shortly thereafter.
Well, the forgotten star came through last night. We forgot about Kawhi Leonard. He's back.
Yeah.
He's actually healthy.
When available, pretty good still.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of him, man. Is he overrated or somehow underrated? Overrated because he just simply, it can't be counted upon?
Well, I mean, it's one of those incomplete grades, right? Where, I mean, at this point, he's overrated because he's never available to the degree he should be. But in a smaller sample size or in a vacuum, when he is playing, underrated.
Okay, so then he's just rated.
I guess, but if he's constantly sitting out, probably overrated.
I think he's a little overrated.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Based on his availability. It's just, I don't know, man. He, as good as he was last night, and the Clippers look good, they finished the season, what, like 18-3 or something? I don't have faith in him. And any other star, like superstar player, that had already won two titles, we would be terrified of them in the playoffs right now. But for some reason, we look at the Clippers and we go, eh, yeah, he'll probably get hurt. Or he won't come through. Or this. I mean, he's awesome.
Or he's going to miss games.
Like. Yeah, exactly. You know, he can become just the fifth player. If Kawhi takes the Clippers to the title, he can become just the fifth player to win titles on three different teams.
Yeah, it doesn't happen much.
Can you name any of those players?
Boy.
LeBron is one.
Yeah.
And he's the big name here. The other three, not as big names. Big of names. The great John Sally.
Okay. Would not have got that one.
The great Robert Horry.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the great Danny Green.
Oh, so he Spurs, Raptors, and...
Lakers. He won one with the Lakers.
The bubble championship?
I think so.
Okay.
Wasn't he on that team? He was hanging on for another ring?
Yeah, I think that's right.
So not exactly a who's who.
No.
But...
not a lot of who's who's in this segment.
Did you see who the... So the NBA players voted on the most overrated players in the league?
I did.
This is per the
Athletic.
I think
I saw this as I sent it to you.
Oh, yeah. You did send that to me. Hey, thanks for that.
Sure. I thought it might be a nice topic.
Award-winning show research. Yes. Are you surprised by who got...
a little bit.
35% of the votes?
A little bit.
Halliburton.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Pacers.
Now, I don't know how much of that is because, like, he just rode the bench on Team USA and he's, like, an Olympian who didn't play, or if it's just that there's not a lot that's flashy about his game. I mean, to the naked eye, it's a pretty pedestrian game that he has, but he's pretty damn good.
He's awesome. He's a star.
And he kind of took that title running away. I mean, if you look at the distribution of picks, I think he got like, now it's only 14% of the players surveyed who felt that way, so it's not a huge percentage. But then the drop off is like to like 6% or something.
I thought his was 35%.
Oh, was it that high?
Yeah, and then next was Rudy Gobert at 30%.
Okay.
And both, I mean, I would say Gobert, totally see where they're coming from in that. Halliburton, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe if he's not playing in Indiana and he's playing alongside LeBron, they're not saying that about him, are they? It's just that he's the key player on that, or he's, you know, supposedly the star on my Pacers.
But the fact that it's from the players and like not the media makes me think that our guy's just not impressed with his game. Like, what? Because I do think there's a big distinction in what the players think is overrated versus like what we talking heads or people on SportsCenter or whatever think is overrated.
No, that's true, because Jimmy Butler's on this list. He's fourth.
Mm-hmm. And Draymond Green's on that list too, I think, a little ways down.
Well, I can see the Green thing.
I do too. Yeah, definitely.
But
Butler's interesting.
Jimmy Butler being fourth. So it goes Halliburton, Gobert, Trae Young, and then Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think any fans would say Butler's overrated, would they? Why do players think he's over? Just
well, he generates a lot of his points by going to the foul line. He doesn't have, like, he's not a great shooter. He kind of creates. And a lot of what he brings to the table is some of that intangible stuff. Like, it's the grittiness and things like that. I think he gets more out of less game than most guys. So they might just not think that he's naturally as good as some others, but it doesn't mean he can't ball. Does that make sense?
No, it does, yeah. No, I get it. I'm just looking at some of the other names on this list.
And that's just a guess at what other players might be thinking, that like, oh, it's not like he's that great, but he gets a lot out of what he has.
Do you have the list in front of you?
I can. Hold on one moment.
What the hell I did with it?
Probably deleted it. Bloop, bloop, loading, loading, bloop. Okay, yeah, I've got the list. So, oh no, yeah, so the one I'm looking at, 90 votes cast. I'm seeing Halliburton 14.4%.
What am I looking at?
Gobert 10%, Trae Young 8.9%, Jimmy Butler 5.5%, and then you get into four different guys who are all 4.5%. That's Bradley Beal, Draymond Green, Ja Morant, and Julius Randle. Then it drops to 3% Joel Embiid, and then a bunch of dudes at 2%.
Yeah, wasn't Giannis in there at 2%?
Giannis, Dylan Brooks, Paul George, Tyler Hero, Drew Holiday, Jaren Jackson, LeBron James, Kyle Kuzma, Domantas Sabonis, Zion Holiday? Williamson.
Wow. I mean, most of those I see where they're coming from, but Holiday?
Probably not LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron.
I mean, but again, how you take overrated, if you think LeBron gets more hype than he should, I get how you maybe cast that vote, but that doesn't mean he's a bad basketball player.
Because he's not what he used to be.
Or just that he gets more attention than he deserves.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got one eye on the playoffs tonight. Although, well, I guess Lakers T-Wolves is tonight.
Yeah.
They tip at 7. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a fun one to watch later. That's a good series. Not all these, you know, these first round series, some of them are good, some of them are like, what?
But I think we do have some good ones. I mean, I think Pistons-Knicks in the East is going to be good. That's now even. I think that Clippers-Nuggets series is really fun. I mean, that's 1-1 now. And then I think that this Lakers-T-Wolves one may go deep. I'm not convinced on the Warriors' depth either. The Rockets are still really talented. We'll see what happens there. But I think we got a lot of fun brewing.
Yeah, Rockets-Warriors could get interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Game one wasn't – I mean, Rockets couldn't do anything.
No. But I don't know that that'll last. Yeah. And also the Warriors got everything they needed out of both their stars, and that might not happen.
Where are the Blazers? Are they in it?
No, they're not in it. Just missed the play-in. They were so close.
Can I also point out that Oklahoma City is a small market, and they have the sixth lowest payroll in the league?
Yeah.
But they're the best team. They said via net rating, they're the best team since Mike Jordan's Bulls. Do you remember Michael Jordan?
I've heard of him.
Best team since then. And they're from Oklahoma City, a market as small, if not smaller, than Portland, and they have the sixth lowest payroll in the league. Now, how does that make a Blazer fan feel?
Not great. Not great.
You could also add in Cleveland. You know what I mean? That's a smaller market, right? Isn't Cleveland pretty small, comparatively?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah.
I would think so.
And they're middle of the pack in payroll, and they're the number one seed in the East, and they have a player akin to Damian Lillard as their star. How does that make Blazer fans feel? Look, I'm not trying to twist a knife here. I'm just saying. Come on. It can be done. Small markets. Low payrolls. What are the Blazers doing?
It remains incredibly frustrating for that fan base.
Hey, would you want... I saw Jerry Jones speaking today. And I thought of this.
Smiles and glory holes.
He was saying that they're talking about some substantive trades, whatever that means. If I gave
in the draft or outside of the draft?
Outside. Well, I think I mean probably both. He said they're just talking about trades right now. I don't know. I don't know what that means. You know, Jerry.
Sure.
Would you want him as your owner? Like, I'll give him to you. Well, wait a minute. I'm trading out Jodes.
Oh.
She's out.
If you get Jerry's
in.
Yes.
Now, Jerry's old, so he's going to die.
And he's incredibly meddling.
Yes, and his kids are going to run it.
But you know what? He cares a lot, and I will always take the owner who cares a lot over the one who's out to lunch.
Okay.
Collecting the check.
Jerry over Jodes, huh?
Yes, no question.
Love that.
That's to me, as tough as it is to see an owner who wants to play GM and coach and all of that, it's 10 times worse than having the owner who is absent, who you never see, who you don't know if they care. That is brutal.
All right, there's a little hot, very smoking hot NBA talk for you here on a Tuesday. Coming up next, Fun with Audio, Lee Corso edition, and other Tuesday samplers, including the latest on Shannon Sharpe's lawsuit. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.